Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Vodafone Idea is in early talks with credit funds, including Davidson Kempner, Oaktree, and Varda Partners, to plug a looming cash gap, report Hansini Karthik and Danish Khan. Without access to funds, the telco may run out of money to sustain its CapEx program. But banks have been reluctant because of uncertainty over adjusted gross revenue dues. To complicate matters, a four-year dues moratorium ends in September, and Vodafone Idea faces annual payments of over 18,000 crore rupees for 6 years, starting March 2026. The crackdown on Chinese phone makers in India has intensified. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs has ordered a probe by the Serious Fraud Investigation Office, SFIO, into Vivo, Oppo, and Xiaomi over alleged fund diversion, reported Meghna Mittal. On the economic front, retail inflation may have eased to an 8-year low of 1.55% in July, but beer and liquor prices are bucking the trend, according to an analysis of the July inflation data by Ishan Gera. Beer prices surged 6.2% in July from a year earlier, the fastest pace in 53 months, while country liquor climbed 4%, the sharpest in 19 months. The Supreme Court's decision to round up stray dogs in Delhi NCR may stretch the Municipal Corporation of Delhi to its limits due to years of underspending on stray dog management. Despite a significant increase in dog bite cases, municipal bodies have consistently underspent on stray dog management, according to an analysis by Ishan. Lenders will soon have a clear edge. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025, introduced in Parliament, prioritizes lenders over government dues, reversing a 2022 Supreme Court ruling that gave government authorities equal priority with secured creditors, reports Priyansh Verma. The Digital India Bhashini division has called on agencies to annotate and label datasets in 22 Indian languages to train artificial intelligence models, reports Ahiksur. The initiative aims to support 5 core tasks, including automatic speech recognition, machine translation, and text-to-speech, with strict quality benchmarks. Trade tensions with the US may be high, but India's growth story remains resilient. Real GDP growth is unlikely to fall below 6% in fiscal year 2026, supported by a favorable monsoon and expectations of crude oil prices staying below $75 a barrel, a senior government official told Adrija Chatterjee. The official estimated that the tariffs may impact growth by 0.3 to 0.4%, with the direct impact likely to be 0.2 to 0.3%. Further on trade negotiations, check out Arun Anand's piece on why he thinks India's rejection of opening up the dairy sector is driven by a cultural imperative as much as an economic one. And finally, protein is quietly winning Indian palates. Millennials and Gen Z are driving demand for protein-rich snacks, from smoothie pods to on-the-go shakes, writes Rohit Kapoor of Swiggy. This shift is evident not just in metros, but also in smaller towns, with cities such as Thrissur, Trichy, and Mangaluru showing strong growth in protein-rich dishes. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.